You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
Hi everyone, you are listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com. This is, as it is every Friday or early Saturday, to be honest in my time it's most of the time early Saturday, it is the Friday audio chat 22, so it is FRAC 22, named It's in the Movie. But it will be a little bit different than all about the movie. So let's see, we are going to go a bit about what we spoke last week, and then we are going to switch the discussion to antiactivism, which is something I like to speak about because it's a cause, a fight that can be won, and it's only a matter of education in my opinion. So I am a big proponent of education, and let's get educated on antiactivism. So before we go on to the follow-up of last week audio chat, I will say the name of each and every person that is in the room at the moment. So we have myself, Garris. We have a new person that is named Luke Artanis. We have Fliegenfurst, as almost always. We have Steven, that is named Learner of Skills. But his name is Steven, and we have Gaia, as always. So on the first part, we are going to do a follow-up on this Lubin character that I did read a speak bit about on the last week audio chat. So, Gaia, if you are kind enough to give us some more information on this Lubin character.
Hi, Garris. Hi, everyone. Yes. It has been 1 week or so since I had the last chat and said I will take some time off. Still, I'm working on other things in the meantime, which is good. I'm spending less time on Discord during the day. That's perfect. But yes, indeed. The thing is, this Lubin guy, how did I come to that? It was via Garris' link he shared on this Suzuki, his daughter Suzuki character, Severn Kulis Suzuki.
Suzuki, yes.
The website is earthcharter.org or whatever, and they had meetings, and then they had a meeting in Rome. So I clicked on the link, and I looked at, okay, Rome, in the David Lubin Memorial Library. And I was like, whoa, that must be a pretty important guy, because you don't get a memorial library in Rome if you're not important, let's be honest, guys. We should be at the level of understanding of how the world works. That is for sure that you must be fucking important if you get a library or a memorial or whatever in Rome. So I looked this guy up, and there's not so much to find, on at least on Wikipedia. But he is the founder of the International Agricultural Organization globally in the world in 1908, I think it was. Well, of course, David Lubin, yes, Polish Eskimo. That is very influential. And actually, that is where it all started with Rome. All the roads lead to Rome, that's true. And if you look at the Vatican and the UN and the global warming bullshit, the Pope is now pooping Pope. Pepe, the pooping Pope, because Francisco, we could call him Pepe.
Yes.
So, all the agendas are all intertwined. And that is, I think, the interesting part with this David Lubin guy, because just like, watch Corbett's report on Big Oil, how Big Oil and why Big Oil conquered the world, two-part series. Not everything in there is correct what he said, but that's a common mistake. But the general outline is very good research and true how these environmental movements started from Big Oil and Big Pharma, which is related. And the same thing with this agricultural and the World Health Organization and all that, that is all working towards the same globalist agenda goal. So the globalist agenda child soldiers, that is actually the link and why I put David Lubin there on the Fakeopedia page first, because he was in the early part of actually getting all these movements going on later in history.
Yes. Yes, he was kind of the precursor of the organization that are telling the world how to act and to think on the environmental topic.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Why the guy gets his own library, because he was the first one, the precursor. And we, let's say that without him, none of this would have been possible in a way.
Yeah, the thing is, you have in the background. The further you go, you trace these lines further, and that is a bridge to a next point. You trace these lines back, and then you come into the interesting people. And the same thing with these events and these hoaxes that are precursed by something else, right? The SS Ironic and the Titanic and so on, right? And looking back further and going back further in the lines and checking what people say, right?
Yes, and in the end, the person, the people that are at the top of those type of organization are the same that are at the top of every other organization. It's the same thing. There is no miracle. It's not something that is founded on goodwill and suddenly the only thing in the whole wide world that is only doing in good faith and that has no evil side, no agenda, no nothing. So,
I mean, let's be honest. Let's be completely fair and honest here. The mafia is founded on good ideas, on good motivations, that they started killing people and so. Yeah, but it started, we want to protect our family. There's nothing wrong with protecting your family. What is wrong is saying to everybody else, you cannot protect your family and you have to give your children away and let them injected by stuff and let their private parts be cut off, while we can do whatever the fuck we want with our families. And that is the unfairness.
That is the government. What you described that in the, what you just described is kind of the government.
Yeah, exactly, it's literally, they can steal, they can murder, they can put us in cages, kidnap, do whatever the fuck they want, exploit archaeological resources by invading Syria. I think that's the main purpose of Syria, not oil. It's very lean in oil compared to other countries. But yeah, that's it. But Gerrit, let's go on because we have guests, and let's go on with your programming, the Thunberg and so on.
Oh, yes. So we are also going to do a quick follow-up on Greta Thunberg. Thunberg, because she's a fascinating lady, this little girl. And something was said about her, many things were said about her. But you did came across an information that is false, and I think that it's important that it's corrected right now. It's something that should have been done last week, but in the end, there is some perks to listening to each and every episode. And the perks is that we know that you have not heard that information on last week's episode. It is relevant to mention it, so I will read from the Fakeopedia page. It is said that Thunberg is related to Nobel Prize-winning chemist Svante Arrhenius from the famous greenhouse effect. Arrhenius' mother is a Thunberg, but her father is, according to Jenny is a genealogical website, so her father, according to this website, is Johann Peter Thunberg, with two T in the Peter, not Johann Peter Thunberg, with one T.
Peter, that's him,
so, yes, Peter. So it's Peter with two T, not Peter with one T.
No, Peter and so Peter. Peter
and Peter. Yes. So it's Peter and not Peter that is the grandfather. So she has no blood relation to the discoverer of the greenhouse effect.
I mean, it is so easy to find. This is literally no research, right? I just picked links on Genai. There's not research. It's research is putting different sources together. Well, actually, I did that because I put their mainstream claim and everybody repeats it without looking into it, and it's literally no work at all. Is finding out the grandmother or so of Arrhenius, her father was Jan Peter Thunberg, and the one of the Thunberg family was better, or the other way around. Don't get me pinned on that. But and then they have also different spouses, different wives, names, and different children. So there is the lines don't cross. It is just someone somewhere in the media or a journalist somewhere made the assumption that Jan Peter and Jan Petter are the same person, but they're not. They have a different genealogy, a different family line, everything.
Yes, but the story is better if you go with the wrong information in that case.
No,
people don't take the time to look at
that was exactly my first reaction. Someone shared this. I think it was LSD33, I'm not sure, who shared it in the Discord. And then I was immediately, or shared the Wikipedia page, I think. And then I highlighted that she was related to this guy. And I was like, oh, wait a minute, because Svante Arrhenius was a chemist who came up with laws that work, and we use that every fucking day. We life. If it weren't without the greenhouse effect. Because let's be honest, most of our agricultural product in anywhere in the world is coming from greenhouses. I come from Holland, and I live on the Bogota savannah, and literally flying to Bogota, it is greenhouses everywhere. The same thing if you fly over Holland. And it is not only there, it's everywhere in the world, because it works. And he developed the chemical laws or the scientific laws, and they work and we use them. But what they have done is they have upscaled his closed system environment experiments, which work because we have greenhouses, which are a closed system, but he projected that to the whole Earth. Or not, he did, no, this is, sorry, not him. People use his stuff to project it to the whole Earth, like if it's a closed system. No, the Earth is never a closed system. Only if you believe in flat Earth and a dome and a barrier there. So, but no, right? I mean, it is not possible. Yes. So it is crucial. This guy is crucial for the greenhouse effect. But that is the scam. The scientific scam is very subtle and very nuanced.
Yes.
But so it is. Yeah.
Yeah, not to cut you short.
No, great, please. Yep.
It is just to reiterate that in no way Greta Thunberg is related to Svante Arrhenius. The other thing I wanted to mention about that lady, that little girl, is that she was proclaimed the successor of Christ by the Church of Sweden. So apparently someone in that Lutheran denomination found that it was a good idea to announce on Twitter that she was one of the successors of the Christ, which I think is pretty popular amongst Christian circle. Those guys and girls would have probably liked the idea.
So that's real?
16-year-old.
That one is definitely real?
That one is real. You can see the Swedish text. You can put it into any translator, and you see it with a basic understanding of Germanic language. You see it already. Yes, that is true. That church proclaimed that on their Twitter. I'm not saying that every member of the church believes that, of course, but yes, that is true. That's fact checks. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it is a serious thing, right? I mean, if you look at it, and Gareth probably will talk about Duquesne later, but it is a very thick agenda, and now finally people are speaking out. What the fuck? There is no climate emergency. What the fuck are you talking about? Right? No matter if they're controlled by someone, they're speaking out. That's what is important.
Yes. Yes, so there is no end to what they are going to say about this girl, and it's something that we are going to eat and drink for a
time. But the only point I want to make is the last one, right? Is this, I can see CO2. That is what our mother, according to what you read at What's Up With That, they say that she can see CO2. That is not the full story. It's taken out of context. It is, if you take it literally, one quote, and you don't look at the rest, yes, then she says that. Her mother, in the book. But what she actually says, Gareth, you can read it, I think, better.
What or she actually said is I don't have the newspaper article.
Okay, okay. No, no, it's fine. It's fine. I will go there. I got it here. Let me get to Bloomberg. Here. I see that CO2, I called it, as a joke to the sixth sense. Greta's mother, Malena Ehrenmann, Eskimo, of course, wrote in May in the book, Senar ur hjärtat, sorry for butchering this Swedish, that Greta Thunberg can see CO2. See CO2. Well, the original quote in Swedish is, I'm not going to butcher that, it's bullshit. You can find it on Wikipedia, it's all linked. But, delete, thank you for the translation of it. And I've asked him if he can go, please, to a bookshop and take a photo of this book to have the real. That is truth-seeking, I would say. But it says, because she saw what others did not want to see. Want is a very important word here. Want to see. Greta belonged to the few that could see our CO2 with the naked eye. Okay, if you take that out of context, yes, she says that. She saw how the greenhouse gases were flowing out of the chimneys. So she doesn't see CO2.
I
want to
tell you a secret now. I see dead people.
Ah, great. Perfect, Gareth. Perfect. Exactly. Rising up with the winds and change the atmosphere into a gigantic invisible dump site. The atmosphere is open to both sides. Oh, sorry, that's not possible. But anyway. And her mother says, in this book, she was a child, we were emperors, and we were all naked.
Yes.
That is what her mother writes. About this, so yes, she says this, but what she actually means to say, because it starts with want to see, it doesn't say she sees dead people that other people don't see. That is not what it says want to see. It's the agenda that is pushed, it's not some kind of metaphysical abilities of Greta. No, no, that's not what it said. That's important to note. Because people just parrot anything. Sorry, guys. I mean, if you're here at this level, whatever this you come from, intectivism or any other angle, do your research and fact-check at least what you can. No, we cannot fact-check everything, and nobody's expecting that. But at least the basic things, that is any research. That is not fakeology. You do that the same thing. You're not going to buy a car just like, no, why don't you do your research first, in your own life, too.
Yes. So that brings us to the next topic, which is anti-activism. Anti-activism is something that is dear to me. I can spend hours speaking with those anti-activists, because those are very, very well-researched and intelligent people. So, as always, when I get the envy and the need to speak about anti-activism, I get so much response, it's overwhelming, and I really want to thank all the crew of Forefront, because those people always came through and have a nice word to say. So welcome to you, Cody, Luc Artanis, Fliegensfurst, and Steven. Welcome, everyone.
Well, it's great to be here.
You have a bumper coming up, Gareth.
Yes, indeed. And then after that, we will have an audio clip, I presume.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
This is Just Saying Dude, and I am speaking to you from New Zealand, and I'm telling you that if you want to get the real oil, you need to listen to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
We'll be right back.
excellent song. Roots, Bloody Roots. I think that it's a fitting song for the topic of anti-activism, because if you were cut when you were a child, you indeed have bloody roots that might change your character, the way you approach sexuality and intimacy and the larger sense. So, yes, I wanted to do a quick follow-up, and I wanted to do a follow-up on anti-activism, the actuality of it, and if anything of relevance and that deserves to be spoken about came up. So if any one of you guys want to say something, you are welcome.
Well, I never know where to start when we talk about this topic, because it's just so insane to me that it happened, that there's a religion built around sacrificing the genitals of children.
The thing is that it's a lighter version of religion that we're asking you for, way more than just the tip of the dick of your children. So it's like they want a sacrifice anyway, if you know what I mean.
But what I've been learning throughout, I guess I should introduce myself. I'm Luke Artanis. I've done a lot of anti-activist work protesting on the streets in the United States. I've been all the way from Florida to California and Texas, just all over the country talking to people, wearing a sign like with a message on it, like stop cutting baby penis. And wearing a costume that's all white with a red crotch, with paint on the crotch to symbolize the wound. And the number one thing that I've found about Americans is that they don't know how to clean the penis of a baby boy. They think that it's necessary to pull the skin back and wash under the foreskin because it's such a dirty, disease-prone body part. And so I find it the most helpful to teach Americans that the foreskin is fused at birth and it does not retract. You shouldn't let a doctor touch your son's genitals.
Yes, yes. Or at the very least, if the doctor is trying to say that something is wrong or uncommon or not expected, there is always another doctor. You are not to believe the first thing that the doctor say to you. You can always ask another doctor, you can always do research yourself, you can always ask people on the internet, because that's what the internet is for in the end. You can find yourself the information that you need and not get your child to be mutilated for no reason other than the saying of one specific doctor that might be totally incompetent in the end.
Yeah, but incompetence is a good argument or a good point on that one, because I've read stories about doctors basically trying to convince the parents to circumcise, and when they said no, they basically added that speech about, oh, you have to forcefully retract the foreskin and wash under it, which has a very high risk of causing problems, so basically parents might come back because of those problems, and then the doctor can say, oh, see, I told you, you have to circumcise, and then they circumcise anyway. Like, I guess you could apply Hamlin's razor and say that's just incompetence, or you could go the other way around and say that's actually evil. They're just trying to get to the point where the parents say, yeah, we have to circumcise because they were informed by a doctor that they have to retract and wash under the foreskin of a baby. That's just, it's just one interpretation, I guess.
Right, and then that happens so frequently that everyone has a story where they say, well, my cousin wasn't circumcised and he had problems, so he had to be cut. He kept getting infections. But they don't realize that the infections are coming from tampering with the foreskin in the first place. And if they would just leave it alone, we wouldn't have any problems.
Yes. Yes, yes, but it's all coming from miseducation, and the only person that are ill-intended are some of the doctors, and of course all of the religious crew that tell you to mutilate your child.
What this reminds of is HIV and AIDS. Actually, the AZT causing AIDS, right? I mean, AIDS is real, HIV is fake, but AIDS is real, so the so-called medicine or cure is causing the problem. So that's the same. The Ouroboros, the snake biting its own tail, and the snake is the symbol of medicine, right?
Yes.
So this guy's gone.
Yes. So like we said, it's a more bigger issue on the, in the United States, and it might be that the way to win that fight is in the United States, because there are less religious reasons for people to mutilate their child. So it's more easy to access, I would think, but maybe Luke, you can tell us more. It's more easy to access people that have less of a religious reason to mutilate their kids.
In America, religious people will say that they circumcise their son because Jesus was circumcised, and it's in the Bible. My own mother, who claims to be a Christian, and she goes to Christian church, she told me that God wanted her to circumcise me. So we really can't escape the religion thing even here.
Yeah, but it's okay. Like it's a practice of religion. Like I'm not trying to be disrespectful in general, but a lot of American Christian churches are basically I wouldn't say cults, but there's a reason why they were chased away from Europe by the like they have a very specific interpretation, and even the normal even the Catholics and the Protestants. All the people I know that are Christian religious, they don't actually read the Bible, because the way I understood it is Jesus basically sacrificed himself so that you don't have to do these sacrifice stuff from the Old Testament anymore, like circumcision. It's explicitly the way I understood the New Testament is, this is why we don't have to do this anymore. And then there's some American Christians that say, oh, we want our child to be like Jesus, but no, he kind of said you don't have to do that anymore. You know what I mean?
Yes. So the thing is that I would imagine that while you were crossing the United States try to raise awareness, in the end, if you were to meet religious people, you give up pretty easily, because there is no point in speaking with them about that in the end.
Well, I don't like to give up, but sometimes they're really nasty people. I was recently at the Minnesota State Fair, and there was a group of preachers with $1,000 sound amplification, and they were just totally drowning out our protest. And they were saying that they're proud that they cut their son's penis. It's very bizarre.
Firstly, the thing that would be the most bizarre is to speak about my child's private parts in public. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To advertise it. It's something that I found very strange. You know, I can be of one opinion or the other, but to scream out loud what my child dicks look like, something strange, you know.
Yeah. Luke, if you wouldn't mind, I thought you said you're kind of what you do is related to what the bloodstained men do, but it's different. Like, if you could explain the difference to the possible audience, that would be interesting.
Well, yes, I am part of Bloodstained Men, and I'm going to join the Road Crew on their upcoming Southern Universities tour. In addition, I'm also part of a new group called Cockfight. And Cockfight is focused on reaching young men. And teenagers from age 13 to 30. And we want to get through to them with humor and just completely showing up at places they don't expect, like at football games and baseball games, just to make it cool and fun to talk about it.
Yes. So basically you want to reach the future parents of the world.
The future parents, but more importantly, for me, is the future doctors.
Yes,
we want to raise a generation of doctors who are actually competent to care for a male patient.
Yes.
We reach them on the university campuses.
Yes, and that's a common tactic, I would say, of many branches of activism around the world. That's the way to bring such change in society is to reach the young and educated mind, the builder of the world of tomorrow. So yes, it makes sense to reach as many future doctors as you can. But the fact is that also there is no scientific reason to practice this mutilation anymore. That is at least possible to defend. So I think that, yes, reaching the doctors is an excellent idea.
Yeah, but another big part that I've learned in the recent months is that a lot of the people who want to keep this practice up, they know they have to target the mothers. So they use UTIs, urinary tract infections, as an argument, because women get those, I would say, kind of a lot compared to men, especially compared to intact men. So they, like, if you have a mother who had a UTI once in her life, and it's very painful, I imagine, and you tell her, if you do this circumcision thing, then your son has a lower likeliness of having it, even if it's not true. It's kind of a very effective propaganda. So
yes,
we have to reach the mothers, I suppose. Like, they are the ones who call the shots most of the times.
One question, one thing that is always interesting to me is follow the money. So where is the money in circumcising children? I mean, where is the money exactly in that? Beyond the simple operating cost that you can charge the parent or their insurance.
Well, there's that, and then there's an industry built around repairing the damage from the first surgery, the first circumcision, because there's so many complications that there's doctors whose entire career is solely repairing damage, try to salvage as much of the penis as possible. And then they also take the part of the penis they cut off and they sell it for research. Or commercial products, where they actually put it inside a commercial product.
I have heard this. Look into it. How do we know this is fact?
Come again?
I have heard this claim as well. How do we know we are fakeology? I need to check things, not take it for granted. I'm not saying it's not the case. Just I'm critical. Or I'm skeptic. This is a pretty big thing. It's everyday women's sphere, baby boys' private parts, we shouldn't be in there on their faces.
Yes.
Pretty big.
And also, in the more activism part, it might be of interest to knowing which cosmetic company to avoid.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, conscious consumership, yeah.
Well, I don't have a link prepared, but we found this one. I think it's based in France. Originally, skincare, like for women. There was also a clip where Sandra Bullock was on this American television show, Ellen, like it's a talk show, where they talked about how they inject cells from circumcised foreskin into their faces to keep them young and rejuvenated. I would have to look that up, but it's definitely out there.
Yeah, but we know Sandra.
One of those products is called Skin Medica, and that's one that Oprah Winfrey has pushed on her show. There's an essential oils company called doTERRA. They test their essential oils on foreskin.
Okay.
Neonatal. They use the word neonatal foreskin fibroblast or something like that.
Really?
When they sell it.
They call it outright dead?
Okay. Yeah, neonatal foreskin.
Yeah, document. That is, they are outright in their words, pretty scary still when you hear that.
How accepted it is in American culture that you can talk about so openly and nobody even bats an eye. You know?
Yeah, if you just Google neonatal foreskin fibroblasts, you can buy them online.
But
here's one. It's $454 a vial.
No.
At Thermo Fisher Scientific, yeah.
Hell.
Okay, so I will just leave you for 2 minutes time to verify if another activist has a good enough audio quality to be bringing.
I can do that, Jarvis. I can do that. Let me do that.
Okay.
Okay,
so he's on the lobby.
Yeah,
okay. Okay, so fascinating that there is a big market for that, and of course nothing is lost in this universe, and if there is money to be made on something, of course someone will take the occasion to grab that money. But the thing is that skincare, using those products, for the ear it seems demonic even. I don't find any other word than demonic at that point. I don't know what you think of that, guys, but yes. I mean, which woman in a right mind would do such a thing just to have a better skin?
Yeah, well, I guess it's just one of those moments where I feel like I don't really understand some women. It sounds so insane, but they feel like, oh, it's the cells from a very, very small baby, so they have all this life energy, and it's going to make me look young again. I don't know.
Yes,
it's
but
just
the
my
is that
theory.
Yes, of course, but even if you were to make you like 10 years younger at the first injection, I mean, who in their right mind will do that? It must be some kind of perverted individual who is totally out of his or her mind to do such an horrible thing.
Can you imagine a man taking part of a girl's clitoris off and then turning it into like a baldness treatment or something?
Exactly that. Get that out on video. Make that. That is the message. That is what sells.
Yes, and the bumper.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
I imagine that right now you're feeling a bit like Alice, tumbling down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, but we definitely need to put that in a meme or something. That's a very interesting point.
Is there anyone survivor, sir? Huh? Throw him to the floor. What's it? Throw him to the floor. Oh. Now, what is your name, Jew?
Brian, sir.
Brian, eh?
No, Brian.
Ow! The little rascal has spirit?
Has what, sir?
Spirit?
Yes, he did, sir.
Hello. Spirit, sir. Bravado, a touch of daring do.
Oh, about 11, sir.
So, you dare to wade us?
To what, sir?
Strike him, Centurion, very roughly. Ah! Oh, and throw him to the floor, sir.
What?
Throw him to the floor again, sir.
Oh, yes, throw him to the floor, please.
Ah! Now, Jewish rapscallion.
I'm not Jewish, I'm a Roman.
A Roman?
No, Roman.
Ah! Oh, your father was a Roman. Who was he?
He was a centurion in the Jerusalem garrisons.
Really? What was his name?
Nautius Maximus.
Centurion, do you have anyone of that name in the garrison?
Well, no, sir. Well, you sound very sure.
Have you checked?
Well, no, sir. It's a joke, sir. Like Silius Sodus or Biggest Dickus, sir.
What's so funny about Biggest Dickus?
Well, it's a joke name, sir.
I have a very great friend in Rome called Biggest Dickus.
Silence! What is all this insolence?
You will find yourself in gladiator school very quickly with rotten behavior like that.
Can I go now, sir?
Wait, your biggest dickest fears of this. Wait! Take him away!
Oh, sir,
No, I want him fighting rabid, wild animals within a week.
Yes, sir. Call you.
I will not have my friends ridiculed by the common soldiery. Anybody else feel like a little giggle when I mention my friend? Biggest Dickus.
Harris.
Yes. The bot stopped for some reason. But that was a clip from the Monty Python, which is always fun to listen to. So yes, what you were saying, Luke, was pretty interesting, because who in their right mind would do such a thing? Make absolutely no sense. No one with any bit of sense would use those products, and the name of the company that you mentioned, I will look them up and I will try to see what product they are producing and maybe put something on the site, on the main website and also on the Discord server to let people know which company they should boycott or even write a mail to or whatever.
That's actually something a supervillain in a comic would do. Like, there's actually a supervillain in the Spider-Man comics called Vulture who will sacrifice young people to regain youth. Like, that's something people came up in the 70s as a supervillain. And somehow women in America are doing it using... Jesus fucking Christ. Yes.
Garrus, we go to the lobby, Fleek and the others, please keep talking. Garrus, we go to the lobby.
Yes, just give us a minute and... Sorry, but...
Keep talking.
Well, another thing that comes to my mind is the people who manufacture the tools and equipment that's used to perform the penis cutting. They've got plastic boards that they strap the child's arms and legs down in. They've got metal probes that they use to rip the foreskin off. They've got clamps. So that's a big moneymaker. And there's only one purpose for those devices, is to hurt a child.
Yeah, and also, like, the money they make off the patents, like, I imagine they really want to make the one tool that causes the least damage so they can say, oh, we only cut off the foreskin, we didn't damage the glands, we didn't do that and that. And, like, how do you, like, at what point in your life do you decide, my goal in life is to develop a device to strap down a baby boy and to cut off his foreskin in an efficient way? Like, what the fuck's going on in your head when you decide to make that your life's work?
Right.
Yes, so we have still on Psychologist Radio, and I'm sorry to catch you up. We have been joined by Toad Criminal, which is also another antactivist. So, hi, Toad Criminal, introduce yourself and let's continue the discussion.
Hello, my name is Brett Johnson. Well, Doc Criminal, I don't know if we... And I'm from Kansas City in the United States, and I'm a friend of Luke, who you've been chatting with. And I've toured for a couple of years with the Bloodstained Men and Brother K around America. So I'm well-versed in intactivism. I don't know what else... And then, I don't know if Luke told you, but we recently launched another street protest organization. Called Cockfight. We've been having a lot of fun with that at state fairs and college football games.
Yes.
But is it good work? Is it difficult for you to get access, for example, to football game, or you are obligated to protest outside, or oh, it's going on?
So far we've had a lot of luck with it because, it's kind of backwards to what you might think, but a lot of the, universities in conservative parts of the country really respect the free speech. So we started out in Nebraska and Missouri. It's kind of a conservative part of the country. And yeah, we had no problem. Like, we had some security guards that, you know, at one point that wanted us to leave, but the real police knew the rules and the law, and they knew that we had every right to be there. So, really, it's kind of like an untapped market of intactivism that we're exploring. It's a gold mine. Yes.
But, so you get not a lot of counter protest at this moment.
Could you rephrase that?
Yes. Did you have some kind of counter-protest at one point? Is there an organization that is kind of following you around and staging a counter-protest and thing to disrupt your action?
Oh, counter-protests.
Yes.
Yeah, They're not. There are a couple that are somewhat organized. Yeah, they'll meet us at like doctors' conferences, like the pediatricians' annual conference and the obstetricians' and gynecologists' annual conference. But the counter protesters we encounter at most of our protests are not organized. They're just like spur of the moment. They see us on the street and they just make some signs really poorly made signs real fast and get out there and try to give us a hard time, heckle us, but they're no threat. They
probably lack the organization skill that you have.
Yeah. They usually end up just making our numbers look larger because their signs are not legible, and it's almost nice to have them come out because they just look like we have more people supporting us. And they're kind of fun because sometimes we'll try to deprogram them. And Luke is very good at that. He'll deprogram them, some of them, right on camera. So that's always entertaining.
Yes, because in the end, it's more of a surface programming. Most people didn't really start to consider that issue until it is spoken to them about. So yes, exactly. Many people don't really think about that, don't really take a side or one or another. So. Just take 5 or 10 minutes to speak with them frankly, with an open mind, and you might change their perspective.
Exactly. Yeah, they just see us as like they just automatically assume we're leftists, that we're like some kind of liberals. We've been called snowflakes and stuff. They don't realize that intactivists come from every spectrum of the political, or every part of the political spectrum.
I mean, you are naturalist. You take right. Nature for what it is. Gaia is nature.
Exactly.
There is no right or wrong. Gaia is. So your foreskin is Gaia as part of the physical you of biology. You cannot change that. That is you. And that you should respect that. And that is in any way, shape, or form. And what you said is cutting off clitoris with girls, it's the same thing, and that is the message that should be out there, the mirror, and the same thing with this whole transgender bullshit. I mean, your task as a parent is to teach your child that you are born a certain sex, not gender, sex, and that is what you have to live with. Yeah, sorry, that's how it goes. You have to solve that psychologically. And it is, the thing is, for me, most of the world outside of the U.S. and maybe some Africa and maybe some Muslim and Jewish world, it is completely crazy. I mean, you have so much support in the world.
Yes.
Yeah. I was going to say it's very arrogant of physicians to think that they can improve upon the human body by cutting part of it off of us when we're babies. That is like the height of arrogance.
And that is even the good case scenario if you talk about a physician, like someone who has studied the physics of the human body. But we're talking also, and that is related, this is a part of circumcision, is completely untrained people with rusty knives as, I don't want to imagine it, but, I'm very... I have a lot of imagination, so I need to take a lot of care with this subject because emotional about this. So it's so important. But what you guys for the psychology, this intactivism is literally what you can solve in the world and what we must solve.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah.
So I would figure that traveling through the USA, you have a big support network. In each and every city that you go through, and that helped a lot.
That's something that makes it very enjoyable to do and be a part of. I mean, we didn't really plan out our inaugural tour for Cockfight. We just kind of threw it together real fast, and people just volunteered to host us. You know, just after we got to the city and stuff, they would just volunteer to host us. So we got like a network of friends. People have called it like the Intactivist Underground Railroad sometimes.
And, yes, I would imagine that you
it's fun.
Come into a town not really knowing where to stay, but at the end of the day you have 3 or 4 different places to go to, because that is a cause that is That is, yes, it's easy to support that cause. It's just you make sense, you are a logical person, you don't want to mutilate
yeah,
children.
Yeah, that's logical. Luke, it was you, I think, was speaking. Sorry, was it, I missed, I wasn't watching, I was speaking just before. Because what I wanted to say is something you can learn from our community is that we try to break down narratives, stories, things that are fed to us. By applying logic and by using analogies, very simple, break it down to the most basic core, and that is what the great comedians do, right? George Carlin, Bill Hicks, every one of these, that is what good humor does, and it's a mirror, right? That is, it's making fun of something, but showing a mirror, and it's confrontational. And that is, that message... especially the logical part of that, I think that's what you can learn here, because it's something what I call the boomerang effect. It's using their own arguments against themselves, and that silences them. Because if they come to you, yeah, you just sound like a liberal, that is a Pavlov NPC reaction. He doesn't process that, right? That is something that is brainwashed into us.
Yeah.
And you need to get that out.
Logic.
But we yeah, well, it's not logic. It is a Pavlov reaction. It is emotional, right? It is the thing is we cannot change that reaction because that's a universal defense reaction. What we can do is use his reaction against himself and break it down such that he gets there should be a light in his head. Wait a minute. What am I saying? That is the only possible answer you can give. And the thing is, your agenda, your cause is so close to humanity, and every guy in the world knows what his penis is and take care of it, right?
Yeah.
So, and women, they love penises, and
yes, there is a blog that is called How to Take Care of Your Penis Dog blogspot.com.
Really?
It is maintained by a member of Fakeologies.com called Amounts of Salt Per Day, an excellent guy that I encourage anyone to look at his blog. So it is How to Take Care of Your Penis blogspot.com.
That's great. I definitely gonna look that up.
Yes, funny guy. Yeah, he has some crazy theories, but I really like him.
So what you see is you will find a lot of people, a lot of different views from what you are used to, and you will be shocked by a couple of things you will find. But in the end, we are working towards the same cause, is stripping away the clown world from the real world, the physical world, physics, reality, what we are, what is.
And also, one thing I wanted to say is that I live in Europe. Okay. Most of the people that I know that grew up in Europe and that are not subject to religious indoctrinement, they are not circumcised. And the thing is that none of them, at least that I know of, have seen their dick fell off or die of infection or had some horrible disease.
That's what we try to tell people.
Actually, Gary, we are both Swiss people. He's from the French part, I'm from the German part. And I recently learned that it's 15% of Swiss men are circumcised, but only 5% are combined Jewish and Muslim. So there's a 10% amount of men, basically, one in 10 men who are circumcised for non-religious reasons. So that's already bad, but it's still...
I give you one example that is very close to me.
Mathematically...
For not religious reason, or nothing like that, for cultural reason, which is the worst, because there is absolutely no base in that in the end, but... That is the excuse that was told to me when I was informed that it was performed on my child, because I got no say in the matter.
Think of first, mathematically, because if Muslims are 5% of the population, then their part in that 15% is much smaller. So it's actually much more than 10% of the non-Muslim men who do this. 12
Yeah, exactly. But I had to go to the statistics myself because they don't publish that. I had to invest like 3 hours to get those numbers straight. Yeah. So it's like 5% religious, 10% whatever reason, and 85% uncircumcised around here.
That's shockingly high rate to me.
Yeah, but it's a big number.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation.
We had a deal.
Thank you for your support.
You want me to stop screaming that you need to stop name-dropping big brands that are working against everything we say here?
Yes. Fuck PayPal. Fuck PayPal. Fuck PayPal.
Were you going to say a thought criminal it was, I think? Someone was about to talk.
Yes.
Oh. I was just saying that that rate of cutting in Switzerland seems extremely high to me.
I wonder if those are older men, though, and they're not doing it anymore.
It's a fake number. I tell you that at least half of the Albanian population is currently in Switzerland, and all of them are circumcised, at least most of them, so... It's impossible that that number is real. I'm looking around any street of Geneva on the Saturday afternoon. You will not believe that number any second.
You mean it's
I don't believe the American numbers are true. I think they're still really, really high. I don't believe that we're down at the 50% rate, personally.
I hear different numbers all the time. Like some people say 85% of American men are circumcised. Some numbers say that.
Well, there's the prevalence rate, and then there's the rate that's done to newborns now, which is very different. So as far as I understand, like, the prevalence rate in the United States is around 80%, and they say the newborn circumcision rate is around 55%, but I believe that only counts for, like, children who are circumcised in hospitals, so it wouldn't count children who are circumcised at, like, a bris, for example?
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. But I still think they're fudging the hospital numbers, though. I mean, the hospitals are hard selling these circumcisions. I mean, they're harassing the families, you know?
Yes, but if I can ask one question, what is it, because the demographic in the USA, as far as I know, are clearly in favor of the Hispanic individuals. What is the position, if there is any, of the Hispanic community, mostly?
I think the Hispanic community, I mean, a lot of them, you know, like, they might come here and become Americanized, some of them, you know, and then they have their children.
It's not common in Latin America. Like we talked about before, and when Cody was there as well. I also asked the same question, Garris. Yes, exactly. And it is immediately they get scripted into the system in the U.S. I mean, Garris, look at American media. It is fucking idiocracy, brainwashing. I mean, look at the BBC. Oh, this it sounds so very credible because they speak like that, right? And the American media is not like that. So these people live under such an extreme sense of indoctrination that it's impossible for us Europeans, or even me as South American, eight years, to imagine, right? That people fall for that. But that is the environment we are talking about. And in that environment, I must say, unfortunately, I'm not surprised that it kicks off there, because everywhere in the world, and that's what I want to ask, is figures everywhere in the world, are they decreasing for non-religious reasons or not? And can you present that to the Americans and say, look, in Sweden, there used to be so many, now there's so many. Show figures and showing, hey, listen, everywhere else, they're decreasing it, and they say it's stupid, so what are we doing here?
Yeah, I mean... I'm trying not to be too much of a conspiracy theorist, but, you know, like, we're told, I think that these narratives that things are decreasing in America are just kind of to keep the intactivist kind of at bay, but we gotta look at reality. Reality is circumcisions are increasing across the world. The Philippines are completely indoctrinated with circumcision.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. You know, former U.S. colony, China, yeah. They're military colony.
They're spreading circumcisions into China. If you look at news reports, circumcisions are starting to start happening in China, and there's other countries where
they don't
have a portfolio, then cherry pick. It's for the good cause, right? Show a portfolio of countries where it's decreasing. People like numbers. Yeah, we don't believe in numbers. Fine. But people still do, so we have to use.
All I'm saying is we're up against the power of the state, the power of the United
That's
Nations.
That's a given.
You know
it's
what I'm saying?
Never an excuse, right? It's given.
We're up against powerful interests who want to turn the whole world into a circumcising state.
Yeah, and that is the part I don't believe, because then you would see it everywhere else happening and increasing. And I'm not an expert at all, of course. But I don't think that this is the case.
They're trying to turn Africa, the entire continent of Africa, into a...
Yeah, but come on. Yeah. I mean, you have to compare the U.S. to the Western world, or Latin America at least, but not Africa, right?
This but the Western world, they're not banned. They got 10% cutting rate in Switzerland, and nobody wants to step up and go to the parliament and say we need to ban this.
To be fair,
we have one guy.
We need Colombia to step up and ban male genital mutilation.
Yes.
I will mute and work on that. Yes.
Yes, but go
on, Garris.
Yes. So obviously, clearly, if one country were to step up, it would be a big thing. But let's be honest. Absolutely no country in the world will have a majority in any parliament of never against the claim of the Jewish community for the right to circumcise their children. Let's be honest.
Does that mean we give up now because we're scared?
No, absolutely.
No, of course not.
Guys, can I take it one step further, because it was a question I was thinking about. It's not only children. If you or me would like to marry a Jewish woman of a Jewish faith community family, we have to circumcise ourselves, or a Muslim, same thing. Not everyone will demand that, but there is quite a number of people who does that, right? They demand from the partner of your child to cut away a healthy piece of an adult body. Wait a minute. What?
Many people do that because they are told it's not so
I love a glet, right?
Yes, I love a glet. Yes, I have a friend that did get circumcised in his 20s, and he told me that I think it was a few days after the operation, he was on his bathroom and he started to get an hard-on, and he lost consciousness and fell on the floor of the bathroom.
What?
So I cannot imagine the pain. Yes. He was circumcised, and then he got an hard-on in the morning, and then he fell on the floor of the bathroom. He passed out because of the pain.
These stories, get these out, because babies cannot get hard-on, so...
no, they do.
Listen, guys, I'm on your same page, but to also get this market, let's say, right, it's a market of ideas and thoughts, and there's nothing wrong with marketing in the end, right? It's a method of getting your message across, right? So we learn from other people and apply it for good reason and not for what they want to do, right? So, but yeah, it's getting these people on board is what the fuck? People who divorced, right?
Guy Ritchie. He got the Madonna's conversion.
Yeah, and the thing is...
And Guy Ritchie got circumcised because he married Madonna and then she divorced him. And
then
now he just
mentioned...
It is a good example, but just carries one second. The point is, get people we can trust. Get friends, get contacts, flyers, people you can trust, and get them on air and talk about it on video or in air or whatever, and say, yeah, what the fuck, I circumcised myself for this woman or for whatever, and then, right, and talk about the pain and all the problems with that. With that. And then you get people on board like, what the fuck is happening here? I have to literally cut off a part of my body to be able to be together with the person I want to be with? What the fuck are we talking about, man?
Yes, yes. Yes. One thing also I wanted to mention is that we did speak about on air a documentary on trans activism that is to come out in November, if I am correct. So if any one of you want to advertise that.
I'm not familiar with that.
I'm not sure which one that is. Learner, do you know?
I mean, that's the thing, guys. I mean, this is all live and recorded. Have your stuff prepared. It's not criticism, but it's a learning.
No,
board,
no,
right?
You didn't speak about that.
I think Stephen was about to say something.
Yes.
Yeah, please.
Yes.
Oh, I heard about it. I don't know too much about that specific movie, but I heard there was another one coming out. I really can't say anything else.
Do you know anything about the people behind the movie, the production and so on, that kind of stuff?
Yes, no, is there any person that is producing good content on activism?
Maybe we should take the other route and talk about the ones that already exist, like the one by Brendan Marotta.
Put everything in the show notes, guys.
Yes, and also, yes, give us the name of a few person that produce content that the listeners might want to...
Everybody should watch American Circumcision by Eric Klopper. Like, it's not even a movie, it's just a presentation he did. It's about 2 hours, but please take over, Learner.
Yes.
It's called Sex and Circumcision.
Brendan Marotta, not Eric Klopper. Eric Klopper.
Yeah, I mean, you see what is happening now, guys.
YouTube presentation...
Okay, and
there's one point. The listener will not pick up on what you say now. So make the right names and then just a list of the 10 best videos or documents or links, and bang, 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 you have that ready everywhere. Everyone you talk with.
Yes, I would just advise that we talk about the ones we saw now and put the links to those in the show notes and let's Stephen get on with what he was saying.
Perfect, yes.
Stephen, you're still there?
Well, that's all I had to say. I was saying Eric Klopper has an excellent video called Sex and Circumcision, an American Love Story, that you can look it up on YouTube. It was basically a speech that he gave to Harvard about how circumcision is damaging, and he actually got fired from Harvard for making that speech. So it's really worth the watch.
He called it his one-man play. Yeah, it was very entertaining.
Yes, and as you did mention your organization, I would figure that you probably have a YouTube channel that is up and running.
What do you mean?
Well,
yes. The cockfight organization.
A cockfight, yeah.
We don't yet. We just launched in August, but the Bloodstained Men have a channel on YouTube, and one of their photographers has his own channel called Bonobo 3D on YouTube, and there's all kinds of content there.
Yes, it's James Lowen's channel, Bonobo 3D. It's probably the biggest intactivist channel on YouTube.
Excellent. That is something to be looked. Bonobo 3D.
Yes.
Excellent. Yes, because in the end, it's always good to link as much content as we can. And I will also put a link to the Forefront Discord on the server later on for each and everyone that want to join to get on with the good fight. And yes, I think that it's interesting that you want to reach the doctors and everything, but I will think that by doing the street activism, you more come across, even in the university, more come across the common men and women, and those are, I think, easier to reach also.
Guys, we're live, I know, but after the bumper, I will play a clip. Turned out, start speaking.
Yeah, if you change one doctor when they're still a student before they've caught any kids, you save thousands of kids in the career that he would have made, making money from cutting genitals.
Yes, indeed. So, I heard the number like $350 extra per child when you convince a parent to circumcise.
Isn't it more difficult to reach the medical students since they are so indoctrinated? Early on, I would think.
Yeah, and some of them have even gone and witnessed the procedure happen by, you know, the person who's going to give them their grade. And they want to pass their class and graduate, so they kind of defer to the authority.
It's the same with the parents.
But it's the best time to get them that's socially acceptable for us right now is the college age. And then I think in a few years it'll be more possible for us to reach the younger crowd.
Yeah, yes, the thing is that the most worrying
person with the sorry, go on.
Yes, you get to establish, of course, the same with everything. Your own media, and to reach the children, you get to have children programming, specific thing like that, and I figure that those cost a lot of money.
But on the cockfight protest, like you said, right now, this all, the counter-protest is very disorganized, and we have a cutter-cutter, Daniel, who is very active and trying to raise media awareness, like contacting newspapers and TV channels, local TV channels and stuff like that, to raise awareness for these protests by the bloodstained men, mainly.
Yeah.
How do you envision that? Like, would it be harder if it's in the media, like, I don't even know if there's a counter side, per se, that wants to counter-protest against this if they had more information, like if it was in a newspaper or in a local newscast. I think it's probably going to be mostly positive, but it could also get a lot of people out on the street who want to protest against it. What's your take on that?
Well, there were quite a few counter-protesters in the last tour that I went on with the Bloodstained Men through the Rocky Mountain area, and it was actually one of my favorite parts because we were able to teach the counter-protesters information and get them to convert to our side, the intactivists, and hold up signs and put on a blood stain. So everybody can be converted and taught, or at least plant the seed.
I think that is a great lesson we as fakeologists get from you guys. Because you're fighting a cause which is real, tangible, and solvable. And that is a good lesson for us, because there's a lot of people around here who feel uncomfortable with the fact that we have found out things about the world that are completely lies. I will give you one example. It is impossible ever to go into space. So everything space travel is fake. You can listen to quite some chats about that. But the thing is, we end up with the same problems, also with social peer pressure and so on. And you are finding a cause which is fightable. And what you said, everybody can wake up. And that's true. It's just pushing the right buttons and choosing the right methods, and then it can work. That is what the clowns did too, right?
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
This is Noise Level, Perth, WA, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
Please join, man.
But yeah, is there going to be another audio clip? Fake audio, but it's still white. Oh, there it comes.
Hi there! I see you're circumcised. But wait, you're not Jewish or Muslim. So that's kind of strange, don't you think?
What? No, it's normal. What?
Actually, it's not. Hi, I'm Adam Conover.
I remember you.
Hey, Adam.
And apart from those two religions and a few African tribes, America is actually one of the only cultures that practices circumcision. Yet, most of us don't even know why we do it. Would you like to?
Not right now, man.
Oh, just get it over with.
To learn more, let's go back in time to the day you were circumcised.
God, no.
By the time your tip got snipped, circumcision had been a tradition for generations.
Would you like to circumcise, Brian?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, his should look like mine, right?
Okey-doke.
No!
Sorry, I didn't listen to it before. I just found something literally 2 seconds of the clip of what you recommended by Eric Klopper. And I thought, and I cut it off. Sorry, I didn't mean any pun here. Too late. Mm-hmm. Sorry, but yeah, I thought it was pretty. Yeah,
for it sounded like it was Adam Ruins Everything, not Eric Klopper.
Yeah, of course, but it is from his video. That was.
Yeah. Oh really? Okay.
Yeah, Klopper plays a clip of that.
Yeah, exactly. That is well. It was complete. Blind, right? I literally listened to 1 or 2 seconds. That's it.
Yes, so it's pretty, the joy of being late.
It turned out nicely. But I think it's in the show notes now already. So,
for what it's worth,
Eric Klopper. What is he? Who is he?
That screaming baby sounded just like a regular screaming baby, not one who's having his genitals cut apart.
Please, yeah. Keep it that way. Please keep it that way. Well, who is this guy? Eric Klopper.
He is a Jewish person who studied at Harvard and gave a 2-hour presentation where yes. He basically declared war on the cutters, as we call them, the people mm-hmm. who are in favor of circumcision. And you really should, like, it's 2 hours.
We will watch it. Everybody will watch it.
You have to watch it. It's very powerful. The last 20 minutes is very powerful.
Okay. Use your time now to talk about things that were not about the video, but about the background, the impact, and the guy, and stuff like that, right? Because the video we can all watch, and we will.
Yeah, we so can cover the relevant stuff, like he's been fired from Harvard, he's suing them right now, so...
And on what basis?
Can't disclose
what basis? Why was he fired?
Because he made a presentation. So,
on what legal basis?
Presentation was anti-Semitic, so they fired him for it.
Okay, so the ADL made a complaint, filed, and it was done. Okay, yeah.
Doesn't take much those days, and we have been joined by adult male content.
There's background noise.
Lots of background noise. Yes, lots of them.
It's now gone. It's not gone.
Ah, cool. Hey, adult, my content.
Hey, Kyle. Man,
what's up?
You're on the Fakepedia. You're S Kyle because that's much easier, man. Speak up.
How's it going, guys?
Yes, it's going great. We are going a recap of what is going on in anti-activism and getting some info, getting some names out, and
it's a huge month. It's been the biggest month I've seen.
The biggest month you've seen. Okay, so what is going on?
Oh, yeah.
Great.
There's been a lot of major YouTube channels that have made videos about it. A lot of our guys have made call-ins to big listening live shows. Tosh.0, a comedian in America on Comedy Central, like the big sort of comedy network. He did an 8-minute segment with Brother K, the leader of the Bloodstained Men. 8 minutes they did a segment against circumcision. It was funny. It was to the point. I learned some stuff from it. I didn't know that in America that circumcision is the only unregulated surgery. And that allows moils to circumcise babies without any medical knowledge in a synagogue.
And you can suck their penis.
Yes. So there's been big YouTube people. Sticks, Hex, and Hammer has done something on it. Mr. Obvious, who you guys should subscribe to, he's like 105,000 subscribers. He made a whole video about Eric Klopper's presentation. Eric Klopper's presentation on YouTube is called American Circumcision, A Love Story. That is the Bible on intactivism.
We just played a snippet of a snippet he put in that video. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, also Tim Pool criticized it, and Sargon of Akkad made comments about it in two videos. So for the last month, it was a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, since Andrew Yang, a presidential candidate, mentioning that he's against it on Twitter, that was kind of like in terms of modern ongoing intactivism in today's era. Those have been the biggest things. Having a presidential candidate acknowledge that there's a problem was big, but all these people with huge audiences, you know, Tosh.0 gets, you know, 1.75 million viewers. Sargon, you know, is what, a million and a half followers. He did something, I think, on the Thinkery on his other channel. Yeah, and like Fleegan said, Tim Pool, he's got 600,000 followers, and he's talking about it. But the interesting thing is that the people on YouTube tend to make comments against it in terms of libertarian, non-aggression principle sort of philosophy, and they don't understand the anatomy of what circumcision removes. So that's something that we've been trying to inform people on, and it's hard to do because it's sexual, so it's hard to...
But isn't that... I mean, that is my angle. I approach it. I come from the libertarian anarchist side. So, it is the I mean, how the fuck could you ever contemplate cutting in your own child? This is completely ridiculous. It's like... I mean, an alien landing on Earth, it can never happen. But that is what you should imagine always... This is crazy, right?
Well, some men think that in order to clean their son, what they have to do is pull the skin back every day. And there's something in their instinct that feels dirty and gross about that. So instead of doing they just want to have this one-time surgery, get it over with.
For the first 8 years of my life, I only went into baths. I never showered, never. It was baths. And that is the natural way... of bathing in the end. A shower is man-made. Waterfall, nice, but no, it's bathing, right? And that is the natural way to clean your baby boy's penis.
Exactly. Yeah. You just put him in a bath.
And even people who are American and are against it, they don't know that you're not supposed to be cleaning underneath there when it's a baby. You know, they don't understand the anatomy at all. And that's why it's pervasive. It's only normal because it's normal, you know? It's a disaster.
But there's a huge difference between natural and normal, and it's very important that in our language we use the proper word, and it's great you use it like that. It's normal. It's the norm in America, in the U.S. I mean, America, it's not normal here.
Yeah. Pretty unlucky.
Yeah, it's the agenda behind it, and that's why the Philippines have it, because the Philippines is a military colony of the U.S. In the end, right? The Spanish-American War, based on a hoax, that is when the U.S. took over Spanish property in the Pacific, and that became a very strategic point later, and so, right? So, yeah, that is how it got there, and what I understood from the earlier chats, it comes from the military. It's a non-religious thing in the end. It's from the military, right?
Well, I thought the Philippines adopted circumcision from Muslims.
From the Muslims.
Yes, you were saying.
No, Muslim only the south of Philippines is Muslim. The rest is all Catholic, all Spanish. No.
Yes.
It's not
Luke
from
was
Muslims.
Trying to make a point, if we can let him finish.
Yeah, please.
Who? Werner or myself?
Luke was trying to make a point about the Philippines.
Someone was speaking up, indeed.
Yeah, I just thought that the history was from Muslim occupation at some point. And despite the Catholic religion taking over, they had still adopted. It had become culturally adopted.
Okay, that could be. Yeah.
Yes, because when they were
going to South Korea, there's a delay here. But South Korea is a good example of the U.S. military imposing the penal
onto the Korean War. Yeah, exactly 10 years after it was in the U.S. implemented. Like 1945, it was in the U.S. It started like big time, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure on the specific dates, but yeah.
And but now, yeah, the thing is, in no other military in the world. How is it in Costa Rica? I mean, Costa Rica doesn't have a military, but they still have military training in there. The U.S. is all protecting that, Panama, Costa Rica, right? Because of the canal. That's why it was taken from Colombia. Because, you know, I mean, if this is a military thing, then it should spread to other things in other cultures. And if the culture is strong enough to fight that, which is alien to their culture, like Panamanian or Costa Rican or whatever, right? Or Guam or whatever you have, a military basis of the U.S. anywhere in the world. And yeah, maybe you can get examples from that. I don't know.
Yes, what is it about, for example, Puerto Rico? It might be interesting to know what is it in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, great point, yes. In Hawaii.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can use the diversity agenda, which is all to destroy diversity, against them and say, listen, you want diversity? Here you got diversity, and you use it for the good cause.
Well, on that note, it's important to remind people that there are Jewish groups who are adopting a different baby naming ceremony without penis cutting.
Great. Yes. Get them out of there, please. Yeah.
Yeah, they call it Brit Shalom. And so we shouldn't allow the hyper-religious, ultra-Orthodox to define what all Jews believe and think about circumcision. Because they're the ones who do the sucking of the penis, the ultra-Orthodox ones.
Yeah, I mean, I know only from my father. I mean, I've never seen the penis of my grandfather, but my grandfather was Jewish, and my father was not circumcised. My father was born after the war, and my two uncles were born before the war, and I've never seen their penises before, I guess. But it is not necessarily that Jews circumcise. I mean, there are lots of liberal and non-religious Jews out there who will say, what the fuck am I doing here, right? Get them out there. Get their voices. I mean, then you turn the community against itself in a good way. I mean, there's nothing bad with that necessarily, right?
Right. I believe statistically most Jews are secular in the United
States. The thing is, it is difficult to go with these figures and so. The real point, I think, is to get every market, every group of people, of thinking idea group, together on one point, and it is respecting fucking nature and your own biology and body. What the fuck, right?
Yes, and also if you were to be of a certain religious denomination, let your children make God proud of himself by choosing to cut his own dick when he's old enough. Don't make the choose for the choice for him.
Yes.
Let your child have the blessing on him and don't take it on you because you are doing it in his...
But it's actually the part that really sickens me. Like most Jews that I know and most Jews that talk out about their Judaism say, we're not precisely religious, it's a cultural thing. And it actually makes it worse, in my opinion, that they just insist on circumcising for cultural reasons. Like if you were actually Orthodox, like a orthodoxical Jew, and you really believe you have to do this so your child is in the grace of God, I would say that's insane, but at least it makes sense. But if you say, I'm just culturally Jewish, and I insist on this, that makes it kind of worse, if you know what I mean.
I wish I was cut for that reason. Because being cut just because, you know, of that's what we do. That's just what we do in America. You know, that's like, it's just a really shitty.
Especially for you, Cody, as a religious person, it feels like a fucking insult that you are cut for that reason, for that mediocre reason, right? If it would be for God, at least you would feel pride, right?
Exactly. It's so stupid.
Yes, but I will not specially advise worshipping your god that want the
but Garrett, sorry that I cut Cody off because I want to hear more from him because he's right. Please, Cody, speak up, man.
I'm driving. I might not have a good signal, but
Okay, cool. Yeah.
The thing is that's why the religion keep going on. If the religion had it to where you circumcise an 18-year-old boy, then it might not be such a large religion. But of course, I guess African tribes are circumcising 18 or very old boys who can't fight back. So maybe that's not a very good argument.
The thing is, this selectivity, right? The mainstream would never ever use Africa, and especially dark fucking Africa, like Misery. Not everywhere, of course. It's developing, of course, as well. I've been there, but that archetype, they will never use that for anything. But now, when they are fighting for circumcision, then suddenly they take the most primitive people, let's be honest, with the most primitive methods as a measure. What the fuck? Since when do we do that, right? I mean, what?
They actually, like, you probably don't know Brian Morris. There was an article.
Oh, that's creep. That's fucking creep.
Yeah, you know that fucking creep.
Oh, man. Yeah. I've seen his photo, man. I know.
And there was a series of articles in the past few months about African women prefer circumcised penises was like the headlines. And then I had to follow through all the links until I got to the Brian Morris study where he basically, before he asked the women what they think about this, they took the women into like a classroom and told them about all the benefits of circumcision, like they can prevent STIs, STDs, like it's less likely to get AIDS from a guy who's circumcised. And after that, they did a survey and asked him, would you prefer a circumcised man? And of course, after they've been indoctrinated by Brian Morris himself, the result was shockingly that they prefer the circumcised men.
And it is even, we are fakeologists here, even the guests were not only guests. Please stick around, guys. Right?
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Open your eyes.
I want to live a real life. I don't want to dream any longer.
Exactly. What is real? That is the point.
And when it comes to circumcision, every scientific approach that says it's beneficial, like 90% leads back to Brian Morris. It's very sticky.
But if I can say one thing, I think that the mainstream media angle, at least in the USA, is to continue to push circumcision.
Yeah, that's a good question. Is that the case? Or is it just like what Cody said? No, it's normal. It is what everybody does. It's a la vuglette. You don't think about it. If it would be for a reason, then okay, there's something to it. But if it's like this, like it's nothing, cutting a piece of your own body away, what the fuck?
Yes. That is my question to you guys that are more well-versed in what the media are saying. What is the mainstream media saying of that cause? Is there a push or it's... all on the same as other topics where it's all lies and misdirection.
Lies and misdirection.
I don't understand the question.
Mainstream media doesn't talk about it at all.
Unless it's a joking manner.
But in joking, it's like paired pro and con because you have Comedy Central now.
No.
Right?
It's not pro and con. Tosh.0 did a... their piece against it, but it's mostly for it, and it's usually mocking someone who's protesting it, if anything. But really, it's not talked about at all. 99%
Yeah. Yes. Are you aware of a specific case of an outright lie that was propagated in the media? About
sorry, Garris, an outright lie?
Yes, outright lie.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry, what's the question?
Yes, the question is that are you aware of any case of the media lying about circumcision knowingly? Like claiming a scientific fact that is a total lie or fabrication?
I haven't, at least like in current times, I haven't seen any kind of debate or any coverage about it at all.
Well, for example, like we just have Sweden. One of the parties in Sweden just proposed a ban on circumcision. If you were to type in Google, Sweden circumcision, the only articles that you would have come up are the articles talking about how the Jews are mad about that. You would not have any journalists in the media. Huh?
Sweden? No. Sweden is Muslims, is the majority of minorities there, not Jews.
The point is, media, the mainstream media, will not write an article analyzing why that particular party decided to propose a ban. It's always anti, you know, pro.
No hide laws, right?
It's completely biased. There's never two sides.
Yes.
Yes. So in that sense, the activism is related to fakeology, because what we are analyzing here mostly is media fakery. So you are victim of media fakery, I would say.
No, you're not. You can choose to be one. You can choose to be one. You're not a victim
in the sense
of
that
anything.
That the cause itself is going against the forces of the mainstream media that are propagating another narrative that what is natural and true.
I mean, we will never agree about everything, and that's not the point. But what we can agree upon is know what is right and true, and know what is false and indoctrinated and brainwashed into us. And this is a perfect example of that. So it is the perfect to not... I try to avoid any puns or anything, right? It's the right line between the two. It's where the two meet, naturally, I would say.
Yeah,
it feels very natural, this talk, right?
On that thread, what is true, that's discussing the anatomy of the penis, especially the anatomy of children, and that you never pull back the skin of a child to clean him. You just sit him in a bath.
Yes.
That's the number one truth that the Americans need.
And it is so, I mean, it's a no-brainer, really. I mean,
yeah,
everybody
learns
that, I've never talk to other kids, hey, how were you bathed as a kid? No, right? But yeah, I think it was pretty common that it was the case. I'm 40, to give a background, but, you know. So
right.
It is so common to bath, and you don't need to pull back skins and so. You don't need to fiddle with girls' lips and so on. I mean, things cure and heal themselves naturally. That is what the body does, right? And that is what they want to. That is what they want to destroy. On another part, also the vaccination. I came up with factivism as a first try, but it's bad. We need some better words. But the same cause. It is injecting stuff into bodies of children who have no say. The point you made, right? No say. That is. I mean, how can you do that? In general, not only circumcision, but also vaccination, also the school system, also other things you completely don't think about it because everybody does that, but actually, it's completely crazy to give your children away most of the time
when you have the chance to give your thoughts to your child to change the future, at least your circle of life, right?
Yeah. Okay, I think Luke had something
to say. It's a kind of off topic, I would say, the school problem, but as far as circumcision...
Let's not go there right now. It's an interesting topic, but not for now. But Luke has something
exactly.
To
say. So,
by talking about how... Well, rather than talk about circumcision, I like to talk about how to clean a baby's penis and the anatomy and what it's there for. Because that way we can bypass this whole... pro-circumcision, anti-circumcision rabbit hole.
Yep.
And I also like to talk about breastfeeding, how important that is for children.
Oh, yes.
It's great for the immune system.
Yes. And the thing is that many, if not almost all of human society survive without cutting their child penises without any issue. I mean, in Europe... There were times when we were dirty pigs and have the baddest personal hygiene. And I don't remember reading any story book because it was mentioned that
when the rich people took a bath once a week and the poor people maybe once every month. And there
allegedly.
I'm just saying, if that was true, there were no major cases of dick foulness or anything.
Like
animals have the same basic construct of a penis, the mammals, and they don't even do anything about it, most of them, and nothing happens.
Please, count with you, please speak up about how to clean. That's important. Please speak up, man.
You mean Luke?
Sorry. Please speak up, guys. Please, come on.
Well, I was going to also make the point that after... a boy's penis has been cut, he often stops nursing. So if you can emphasize to parents how important breastfeeding is, that's another way of telling them that it's a bad thing to cut off part of their penis because it will disrupt breastfeeding.
Can you explain a bit more about, I don't know.
There's many studies that show that after circumcision, a lot of babies, they have a 6-month on average period where they basically distrust other human beings, including their mother.
So they don't
breastfeed.
Oh. What the fuck? No shit, Sherlock. Yeah, what do you expect?
It seems obvious to the normal person, but...
to anyone, if you strip away all the clown world bullshit... Talk to anyone in your normal environment and make it a bit different that it's not exactly the same, and then present it to them, and they will look at you like you're fucking a maniac. And they are. These people are maniacs, let's be honest, right?
Well, I wonder if this sexual prudery with the nipple, you remember Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction at the Super Bowl, I wonder if the outrage over that in America has something to do with this disruption of breastfeeding in infancy.
Very smart, yes. Great, great point. Ooh. Yeah, of course. We know they hide things, except loophole, where breastfeeding and circumcision come together, and it's, wow, very smart. Wow, cool. Keep talking, guys.
I've also wondered myself, because I've been doing a lot of self-like reflection, and I don't remember my childhood, and I'm pretty sure that, you know, since I was circumcised in 1980, that I didn't have any anesthetic at all. I felt everything, like, it's pretty much your babies. It puts the SD, you're traumatizing them for life. They're dealing with it throughout their entire childhood, you know. I probably went into a state of dissociation during my circumcision and probably spent most of my childhood dealing with PTSD. That's why maybe I don't have any recollections of my childhood.
Yes, for sure. Yes, right. Yeah. At 9, you were circumcised at 9. Who does that? For what reason?
Yes.
Because if you say everybody does it, why at 9, if I may ask?
No. I don't think I was circumcised as an infant. But what I'm saying is it's still traumatizing to the infant for the rest of their life. They deal with PTSD for the rest of their life.
Yeah. It's also the weird thing in Europe, at least where I grew up, like we justify the 2 days circumcision by saying, oh, there were nomads in the desert, and they couldn't wash that often with water, so it was more hygienic to cut off the foreskin. And I've seen several studies on that say there's no reason to believe scientifically that removing the foreskin will reduce the chance of anything, even if you are a nomad tribe in the desert. That's just complete bullshit that's being pandered by the media to this day. It made sense back in the day. Like, it doesn't. It doesn't make sense back in the day. It never made sense.
The Talmud says that sucking the child... The Talmud says that sucking the child's penis is good for his health. It's kind of like a dog licking the wounds in a way. But obviously we know that's not true because children get HPV and tuberculosis and they die from the the metzitza bape is what it's called in Hebrew, the sucking ritual. But in the Talmud it says that if you don't suck the penis, it's a danger to his health. So we have to do it.
Well, they've been coming up with nonsense.
Wildly insane because the bacteria in the mouth of an adult male is very wild. Like a bite from a human being can kill you without antibiotics.
Indeed, yes.
Another topic that the medical industry pushes is smegma. I just saw this on Twitter today. A doctor, an actual medical doctor, said that smegma is a carcinogen. He actually said that smegma is a carcinogen. That's why we need to circumcise.
Holy fucking shit.
Wow.
That's too far out there even for me. Like, who said that? Can you have a link for that? That's insane.
I'll find it again
and post it
in here. But
Cody, please send stuff to me. I will put it on Wikipedia and so. Please send stuff, important stuff to me. And I can upload the pictures on Discord and link them. We can upload videos on FakeTube. App provides that. Please do that, man. Important stuff like this. We have to have that right at our fingertips. They have it, so we have to respond well to that.
Yes, so it's the best way to centralize everything and to get it on one-click access.
Yeah, I mean, that's why with the new Wikipedia, we can link to pictures, so we can make it very nice, and you have it. You don't need to go into the rest of Wikipedia. You don't need to be interested in anything else. Just have a nice page you can present to people. Listen, this is what this is about. And the best points, the best writers, I can write pretty well myself, but you guys should have a good writer writing about this course and have it on Wikipedia, like that.
Yes. And since we are at networking and asking about things, if I can just ask the new member if it's possible for them to record a quick bumper.
After the bumper, before the bumper. Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah, great.
Yes. So the bumper is a quick thing, like, for example, I am Garris from Geneva, Switzerland.
Sorry, Garris.
Yes.
Look it up properly, okay? You know what I mean. I will have to look it up. Okay. You keep talking. No, not about the bumper, but keep talking.
So keep talking, but not about the bumper. Yes. This is a tricky one, because I was talking about the bumper.
Yeah, I know, but you know what I'm going to... So...
Yes, so
cutting
a children's dick is a bad idea. We can not reiterate that enough. And if someone is stupid enough to have a child and to not take 5 minutes to consider another option than mutilating their own child, it might be better to abstain to have children altogether.
Beautiful. Nailed it.
Hi everyone, my name is Bamperella and I am from Bamper Italia and you are listening to Fakiologist Radio at Fakiologist.com. Please join the Fakiologist Discord server and chat with us.
It's also Fakiologist in Instagram.
Yes.
It's always Fakiologist.
I didn't notice.
Let's just keep on the topic, please.
I found something from the American. I was looking at the smegma is a carcinogen claim,
Wow.
And I came across the.
Sorry, please. Can you expand a little bit about this because you talk over it and it's something shocking.
So, the first thing that came up was a research article on PubMed that says the conclusions are that. The assertion that smegma is carcinogenic cannot be justified on scientific grounds.
To the woman or to the men?
Both. So they did studies on animals and in humans, and they found that is a nonsense claim. Just, it doesn't matter if you're male, female, human or animal, it's a nonsense claim.
Okay.
And then you have to do research to find that out. Saliva doesn't cause cancer either. I'm surprised to see here that the American Cancer Society has something about it, and they say, and I'm going to quote here, reason for the lower risk in circumcised men for cancer is not entirely clear.
Repeat after this fucking bumper.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way,
please
hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakiologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support. In my dream,
I have a plan. Please, man, repeat from the beginning. Sorry, please repeat.
So the key point here is they're talking about the reduced risk of all these diseases. This is the American Cancer Society, and this is one of the reasons they give for potentially having a lowered risk of cancer. They say it's not entirely clear why there's a lower risk, but they quote, for example, men who are circumcised can't develop a condition called phimosis, and they can't accumulate material known as smegma. Men with smegma or phimosis have an increased risk of penile cancer. The later a man is circumcised, it's more likely that one of these conditions will occur first. What a crock of shit.
Let's go back to physics here. Circumcised men have a protection against their boxer shorts. Uncircumcised men have not. I don't know, circumcised.
I think you reversed that. Like, the protection against the boxer shorts would be the intact man.
Yeah, you're right. If I mix it up, then yeah, please, thanks. So, who is the one with the most external bacteria coming in? It's not the intact guys, right?
Their theory is that by scarifying the penis, you destroy the mucous membrane. So rather than your penis being like the inside of your mouth or the inside of your nose, it's more like your elbow. And so by scarifying this tissue on your genitals, you essentially make it so that microorganisms and viruses can't penetrate your skin.
By cutting, by definition, means causing damage where bacteria can creep in by definition, yeah. Right? That is what's coming in.
So, what are the basis on? Like, I know that doctors say wounds in your mouth heal the fastest out of all of the cuts and wounds that you can have, even though your mouth is probably the place where most external bacteria and viruses come in. So. They say that mucous membrane parts of your body are more prone to infection, even though they are the ones that have the most mechanisms to fight against.
Yeah. Great.
That tissue is it heals so much quicker. A cut in your mouth heals so much quicker than something on the outside.
By definition.
If you're less sensitive, if you're circumcised and you've lost 90% of your sensitivity, it doesn't just change. Doesn't just change how sensitive you are, but it changes the function of the penetration during sex. So rather than having the strokes being more gentle, a circumcised man, especially if he's wearing a condom, is feeling so little that he has to stroke very hard in these long strokes, and that's what causes more cuts in the vagina. Having the lack of lubrication and gliding from your foreskin, like it's supposed to be, it causes you to get more cuts and stuff. An interesting anecdote: I was at a clinic getting just like a regular yearly STD test, and they asked me if they could ask me some questions for a study they were doing on how often I get cuts or anything like that during sex. And I said, fine, and they asked me some questions, and I said, so are you taking into account whether or not someone is circumcised in this? Like, if you're studying abrasions from sex, it seems like you should be studying this. And they didn't. They didn't take that into account at all.
Well, then by definition, it's not science. By definition, right? We can stop even taking the abstract seriously because it is not science. Done, right? So, go on, please.
Speaking of non-science, here's the last paragraph here from the American Cancer Society. In weighing the risks and benefits of circumcision, doctors consider the fact that penile cancer is very uncommon in the United States, even in uncircumcised men. Yada, yada, yada. Although the American Academy of Pediatrics, boo, has stated that the health benefits of circumcision in newborn males outweigh the risks, it also states that these benefits are not great enough to recommend that all newborns be routinely circumcised. In the end, decisions about circumcision are highly personal and often depend more on social and religious factors than on medical evidence. So, fuck them for totally misrepresenting medical evidence in favor of these godforsaken religious factors.
That is the thing. If you come from the perspective where we come from here, from psychologists, is that is not surprising anymore. You can call it cynical, but it's just being accustomed to more. Just like when you guys see a circumcised baby boy, man, I start crying. I had a chat with Cody. I mentioned it before. And it's just too much for me. So the same what you would have with some psychology conclusions, but it's the same principle. It is looking at how fucking insane these people are in trying to dominate us and literally owning us by cutting pieces of our body away. It is so incredibly insane, and I cannot reconcile that there's nobody, but that in the U.S., still with all the things we talked about with this crazy propaganda after, all came in via Operation Paperclip, of course, they got their Nazis in. How can people not see how stupid this is? And what I saw, what Cody shared, I liked the video, is you protested at the baseball game, and you saw these little boys, and the camera was on them, and you saw them looking. What are these people saying? Wait a minute. I don't know if they're circumcised, of course. But it's good that you get these young boys to think, what the fuck have people done to me? Like what you guys had to find out years after, right?
Yeah.
It's like the whole cancer argument. Like, I hate to go back to that point, but if you amputate your legs, your chance of getting cancer in your legs reduces to zero, you know? And the chance of getting cancer on your penis in your foreskin is so out there. Like, that's not even a number like I could name. Like, how many people get a tumor in their foreskin?
Yes. Hey, Plagan, thank you so much. You brought me back to the point, because I was going to say that. Cancer is the patch. And you can get anyone on board with anything, vaccines or Coca-Cola, zero. Oh, it's reducing cancer. It's the perfect mythical thing. It's not mythical, it's real. But you can use it for everything. And that's what they do. It's cancer. Oh, no, I don't want cancer. So, yeah, cut off my baby boy's penis. I don't want cancer.
Yeah. What's the worst thing that can happen when you get cancer is you have to remove the tumor, an amputation. So if your foreskin has a cancer tumor in it, the worst thing that could happen is amputation. So why do the worst thing?
How many cases are there of penile cancer? I've never heard of this. Penile cancer? What?
Why go through the trouble of getting a tumor and then having your penis skin cut off when you can just cut off all of your penis skin to millions of babies every year? Just by, you know, preventative, you know?
Why not
cut off her eyeballs?
Just read Aldous Huxley. I mean, you can just breed new generations in tubes. And in the end, sorry to say, but we will go towards it. I don't know when. I'm not Nostradamus. But in 300 years, we are dead. Not tomorrow, no. But 300 years, I would bet safely. What? What?
It's too bad.
Agenda, and the, all these agendas are pointing towards the same goal, and we all, in analyzing these agendas, and you come from the intactivist side, and we come from a different side where we look at different parts of this agenda, and we're complementary in the outside.
Carter is trying to join.
Oh.
Carter.
He's locked
who
out.
Kills Carter? Who killed Carter? What's it, Carter?
15 minutes ago, he was in the chat and he said
he was going to join us. Yes, just give me a second to get him verified.
So is it also Tom?
Carter and Tom. Okay.
This is really disappointing for the American cancer. I mean, it's like protesting against the nonsense that Greta Thunberg is saying.
Like
you're attacking a child. How could you possibly go against the American Cancer Society?
It's almost hate. Right?
How could you go against the precious Jews belief? They just want to practice their religion.
How can you go against the future and against Earth and against the sanity and cancer of your baby boy? Protect him by cutting out pieces of skin. What? Protect him? Yeah, I protect my boy from you, freak. What the fuck?
Well, the Hebrew people, they just want to practice their religion in peace and destroy your child's sexuality for life.
That's the thing. I can speak luxury here that my grandfather was Jewish and my father was not circumcised. So, probably because he played a part in the whole fucking Holocaust story. But okay, not played a part, he was an unwilling victim. But still, he survived at least, so otherwise I wouldn't be here. Maybe it's better for the chat, but still. It is not said that Jewish or Hebrew people necessarily do this. So we need to strip away these generalistic excuses, because then we can use anything, right?
Right. And so we need to care about...
It's an excuse to be obese in the U.S. Same thing. It's the same thing.
If you want to reframe the intactivist message in a way that's pro-diversity and pro-multiculturalism to be subversive, then you have to talk about the men who've had this done to them who are Jews and who speak out against it, and all of the Reform Jews who don't circumcise anymore. And they exist. Why would you ignore them? They're part of this diversity.
Exactly, and that is your task to document. I will help you to get it out there. But that's the thing, right? Get it out there. Get this diversity. All the people who are
influenced by this, and all the people who intrinsically know how fucking insane this is.
It's just an uphill battle, Gaia, because you know about male disposability, you know, like...
But that is playing the victim. We're not victims. We're not going. We're not playing the victim,
but it's just... I realize it's very hard to get people to empathize with the struggle of adult males.
I know.
We have some members in the forefront that want to...
The beauty of your agenda, it's natural, it's true,
it's instinctively true. Yes, if you allow me to say a word, we have been joined by Carter. So welcome,
hey guys,
Carter, and sorry for the delay.
Who kills Carter?
Hey, Carter. Finally be back on one of these chats. I thought this was going to be about movies, but I guess we just hopped right into it.
Movies, you guys are way too...
You have way too good information to share.
Yes, and the thing is that we were first going to talk about movies, but since you guys are all there and don't want to keep you waiting and listen to us speaking about movies for an unnecessary long time, so all the research material is there. The movie talk can happen at a later time without any issue.
This chat will be dedicated to activism. I'm glad we're on.
Yes. We did go over quite a lot of interesting things on that specific subject. What was interesting is the fact that somehow they are still claiming that there is some medical benefit to circumcision.
Yeah, you know, that potentially might be true, in my opinion. It just doesn't outweigh the cost for me, right? Because the way they're basing that on, you know, you're excising membrane tissue from the penis, right? And that's obviously more of a disease vector than your standard skin, your standard epithelial tissue. And then the underlying glands and the rest of the membrane tissue is now exposed to keratinize and harden, right? So it's harder for diseases to penetrate that tissue. But even if there was 100% reduction for me in every disease there is, I wouldn't give a fuck. You're going to cut off part of my penis for that shit? No fucking way for any reason.
And this is where the agenda of Thunberg comes
together. I don't believe it either, right? I don't really believe the studies. I mean, there could be some shred of truth to that. It also could increase the risk, right, by increasing, you know, while you're penetrating, it could damage the layers of membrane tissue on women and things like that, or men. So there's a lot of different variables there. I think the people who wanted to go and publish those studies had a serious agenda to promote circumcision, obviously, and they had one goal in mind, and they were very driven towards that. They had an irreversible connection with circumcision, and they were definitely driven to promote infant circumcision specifically.
It's an industry. They get to produce number in the end.
Yeah, it's also more than that. Like, there's some people in this world, like Brian Morris, some other of these head honchos, they just seriously have this obsession, kind of like how we have an obsession, right, because we're trying to end it. There's people out there, they have the same obsession, but they're trying to promote it. It's just something that you can really get tangled up in, and it can consume you, and that's the case for the people that are also promoting it. So it goes beyond just profit.
Okay. One question. What is your answer to these people? What is your learning points from these people?
You know, I'm still trying to read them correctly and understand how they could get to that point where, I mean, if they've seen what we've seen or what I've seen specifically, there's just no way. I mean, that shit is really satanic. When you see an infant circumcision, the people that are actually doing the infant circumcisions, you know, Mohels, doctors, all of them, I mean, that shit is very clearly satanic. You can't just say, oh, I didn't know better. Like, that's seriously a personality flaw or, you know, something that goes beyond, you know, it's, you know, when my, even with my own parents, like, I don't hate my parents, you know, but, I think some people definitely do, and that's, you know, that
I mean, the first step is to get over it, of course, right?
Yeah, but
The learning point. What is the learning point of these people? These Brian fucking... I have only seen his face. That's enough.
Yeah, Brian Moore. There's a variety of reasons that motivate these people who are promoting it. I think in the case of Brian Morris, is he has a fetish for circumcised penises because I think he's taken it down, but you can actually look if you go to his website.
I won't, but yeah.
Well, if you go to his website on archive.org, you can actually pull up an old version of his website, and he has a link on his page where it links to, like, a bunch of gay porn of circumcised penises, and it has, you know, these, like, erotica stories of of boys getting their penis cut off, getting their penis circumcised. So I think that's pretty good evidence.
They make it sexy. Right? They make it
for
sexy.
His own. Yeah, he's probably in it for his own sexual fetish. Mm-hmm. Some of these other people, know, they're in it for religion. I know before Brian Morris, one of the biggest promoters of circumcision was his name was Edgar Schoen, and I think his motivation was probably the Jewish religion.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hello, I'm Rachel. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Well, that's funny, Rachel. Sorry, guys, but she is the only woman listening in as we speak. She's listening to the radio. So, please catch up.
Hi, Rachel. Thanks for listening.
People like Brian Morris... I think they're few and far in between, but he's also involuntarily one of the biggest, how would I phrase this, like a good chance for us to attack the pro-cutters, because right now he's behind almost 90% of all the research that says it's a good thing to remove your baby's foreskin.
He's constantly promoting it.
Exactly. Okay, so...
Pointing that out to people is useful. Like, it makes it easy to debunk it because it's one guy, you know?
Yes. Great point, yes. It's one source. You would never, ever in your life except buy a car where one guy says it's the best car ever. No, never. You would never do that. So, you can use that against him. That was my question. But it's a learning point. It's learning from these people is using their methods against them.
True.
The boomerang effect. It's the only way to get where we are. And you guys have a perfect cause, and I want to help, like I said. And I think it's great to do that. It's using these white coats and the respect for that so-called authority in society against themselves. Use PubMed, use other publications, scientific, back up, you have that, combine it, use, learn from this Brian fuckface character. Really, I cannot, I have a very strong image in his head, and I really imagine this fucking face while I'm looking outside to millions of people in this nice city. So, it is, learn from them. And use their weapons against them. That is Sun Tzu. That is so universal, right? It's no-brainer.
There's really not a lot of evidence on our side right there, right now, unfortunately. But really, what has to be broken down to the public, it's not, you know, there really doesn't have to be this ample evidence because it's right in front of us. Like, people just have to understand the anatomy better, understand the actual terms. Like, right now we just use foreskin, but it's much more... encompassing than that. You know, there's the prep use, there's the ridge band, there's the frenulum, all, you know, separate specialized structures that really have to be broken down. And it can't just be so abstract for the public to imagine these, because all the arguments start crumbling apart when you can assign value to the tissue. And so, you know, that I've had no success with when I've tried bringing that with people in my public life. Even when I'm like, Jesus, I've suffered because this has been taken from me. Like, I've suffered emotionally and physically. It, you know, it's just not really connecting in people's heads that, you know, I really have to go to great lengths to get them to start understanding what is actually being done and how it affects a man. Like, they just have no understanding of the anatomy, and they don't even have the ability to construct any image in their head. So really the only way I've been successful is if I like show an infant circumcision and then show like a video of a man like stimulating himself or someone else stimulating him who's intact and like breaking down, all right, this is the prep use, this is the frenulum, this is how, you know, it's a functional component. It moves up and down the glands in the shaft. It keeps the glands in the shaft, you know, lubricated. This is mucosal membrane tissue, you know, uniquely enervated tissue on the penis. Like, it takes hours for me to actually get the point across. So oftentimes I'm just overwhelmed with the amount of time it takes to get people into this, you know, position where they start, you know, targeting circumcision as something that shouldn't be done for kids.
Yes. Yes, it's an horrible thing that it takes so long for people to realize that. Because in the end, it's all on basis of logic and common sense. It is not normal for your kid to have surgery performed on him. That is
it's
not
a
normal.
Genital
that is not something that is
surgery on an infant. I mean, it is just a sick, sick thing to do. And then I've really gone out of my way to watch the infant circumcision videos that are out there. And I got fucked in the head for months. Like, seriously, I could not really think straight oftentimes.
Yes, and to be
from
honest,
what I've seen, I mean, I really could not believe it's genital torture that, you know, I'm like, what the fuck happened when I was a kid?
I can watch any video, I can watch the most gore thing, the most horrible things, but since I know that it was performed on my son, I am unable to watch a circumcision video, I tell you that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man, to hear that, but yeah, definitely, you know, I was almost in like a trance. Where I didn't even really, you know, I couldn't look away. I just kept watching one after another. And it just really fucks with your head to understand that that level of violence can take place on a child and actually see it, because you can hear it. You can hear somebody talking about it. And it just doesn't connect the same way emotionally when you see something so innocent, you know, getting butchered like that. Just fucks with your head.
I've also seen an adult man forcibly circumcised, too.
Yeah, and I've seen the African ones as well.
Forcibly?
And so there's a problem if we're using the same word, circumcision, to refer to an act that's done by force, and then comparing that to something that's done by a known man's choice to cut himself. Because we're switching both the age and whether or not it's sexual assault at the same time.
Yeah. You know, I honestly think it's still really bizarre, and if an adult chooses to get a circumcision, you know, for anything but a dire medical reason. I understand, you know, the argument, you know, your body, your choice, I guess. But for me, it's like, dude, it's still, you're mutilating your penis. And I've kind of seen the rhetoric that's used by the people that are interested in getting adult circumcisions. Like, from my angle, it seems like maybe it would be a good idea to get a mental health evaluation. I'm not kidding, and I'm not trying to be condescending. It's so bizarre. They have this fetish for penile modification surgeries, right? So that is bizarre on the surface. That's, you know, that's not something that should even...
There are ethical rules that doctors restrain themselves from performing whatever cosmetic alterations a person wants to apply to their body. And that's my position on circumcision as well. The idea that a man should just be free to choose what to do, I understand the argument as well, but even, I think it's SERP has on their website quotes from people saying like, oh, well, this is wrong. The worst part about it is that I didn't get a choice, and if someone wants to get it done to them by choice as an adult, that's different. I don't agree with that at all. It is a barbaric and twisted thing. And in terms of antactivism, telling people and framing this as something that you should just, you know, have a choice in, it's the same as whether or not someone should have the right to choose to cut off their tongue or to have some sort of, like, removal. Like, what would the people who have this issue with being not disabled, they want to blind themselves and things like that because they have some sort of weird condition.
Something of that nature. And yes, to be honest, it can be addressed in the term of the mental issue. But the thing is that, and I think that is the big stone that is in the way of the fight for antactivism, is religion. Sadly enough, it will be.
Well,
very difficult to overcome that taboo.
But if we're using the word circumcised to refer to two different concepts, one is a voluntary procedure with consent where a person harms their body by cutting off their foreskin, or an attack on an adult man or an attack on a baby by cutting off part of their genitals without their consent. If we're using the same word to describe those two different concepts, one violent, one nonviolent, it's really hard to get people to understand.
You know, adult circumcision should be in the line of body modification surgery, like people getting their tongue slit or something like that. And there's like this, the body modification movement and the trans movement are hurdles in the ways of intactivism, in my personal perspective, and that the WHO, they decided that the World Health Organization, they decided that being a transgender is no longer considered a medical psychological illness. And at least in Switzerland, that means you don't get insurance money to go to a psychiatrist if you feel like you're born in the wrong body, but the insurance have to pay for reassignment surgery. So that's all, right now it's all in the realm of adult, I would say body modification, because some people say, I want to have horns, I want to have my tongue split. Some people say, I want to have my penis cut off and have a near vagina. And that's all in the realm of an adult person making a decision about their body. And the issue I have with that is not what they do, but the fact that it's right now been decided that you can't get psychological counseling for that condition. Maybe you have some other issue. Maybe talking to a psychiatrist or a psychological professional could lead you to some other resolve or resolution for that issue, and that's not covered anymore, but the operations are. So they're really in our way in that way, if you know what I mean.
It's definitely true of men who want to get circumcised, adult men. Usually, and I just use the word circumcised, but adult men who want to get their penis mutilated because they don't understand what foreskin is. They kind of, even though they have one, they're brainwashed by the TV and movies. Yes.
I just think they have a really bad relationship with their foreskin. And a lot of the times there is a minor amount of damage for whatever reason from being forcibly retracted. Like, that's actually horrible to do to an infant in terms of damage that causes. When you actually really think about it, you're like ripping the membrane from membrane tissue and just scarring, causing that micro tearing to occur. It's like the worst thing you could be doing to that, delicate membrane tissue of an infant. I imagine that causes a lot of issues. Obviously it does. It's what oftentimes leads to phimosis and other things. And we have a huge problem with that in America. Like, oftentimes the intact guys get fucked too, because their foreskin just didn't develop properly. It's just been damaged from their mothers and fathers gotten so fucking sick just in the bath time, pulling their foreskins down. God, fucking perverse. And you hear these stories from parents, I don't know if I've really dug deep into this and come across so much shit now, but the stuff that I've read that parents do to their intact child, like pulling their foreskin down every day, right, and just cleaning in between there, like, that is fucking disgusting, guys. What is happening to the men in our country and kind of around the world here? Like, what is this genital obsession and, mutilation practices? This is really, really something.
About control. I see that it's about control. It's about imposing your way on child parents, and the child itself has to suffer that.
That's probably a component. That's the last thing that I want to think, but I can't even think that way because it's just so dark.
I don't know if it's
one of the first
things
that. No, I see that in that
it's
way.
It's a spread
one of the
thing.
First things that. That you are to do to your child is mutilating him or her in some way. You know what I mean? It's like a good start. After that, you send your child to school, don't question anything that he has.
That is the thing. Yes, that's the thing. And school reinforces this idea. The guys go showering together and they start comparing penises because that's what happens if you're a boy, right? Everybody does it. Wait, I also.
There's nothing weird about it, but just not.
Every boy has his own growth. I didn't look at the dicks of my No,
nephews.
No, it's every boy has his own growth. That's.
I spent a lot of time in showers with other boys, and I actually didn't look at their dicks. I don't know if they looked at my dick, but I might be the exception. I didn't really want to see men.
When I was 4 or 5, I remember looking at a guy's dick, and it was intact. And I went, he was around my age, and I went and talked with my parents, and they, shamed intact men. I was like, why does his dick look different than mine? And I explained it, and they're like, oh, so-and-so didn't get their son circumcised, and laughed, and were like, well, we got that for you, and I can't really remember much beyond that.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I mean, let's think about it. Would we do that?
What?
Whoa.
His headset cut out again.
Yeah,
yes.
He'll be back in a few minutes or seconds.
All right, no biggie.
Yes. But I wanted to thank you anyway to take the time to speak with us. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
And I think we can discern that you guys are well organized, and I really enjoy that. Each and every time I send a message that I wanted to discuss that topic, I get people on, and that is not the case with each and every topic, to be honest. So, once again, thank you guys.
Also, please give a shout-out to Adult Male Content, who is also here, because he has been making great efforts to organize for the community, and it's been going great lately, and he's just a stand-up guy. Really cool.
Oh, Flea, and same to you. Same to you, buddy.
Yes. And also, I wanted to mention Nikos on TMGM, which sadly enough cannot be with us tonight, but wanted to give a shout out to him because always a great guy and always a pleasure to speak with him. So
yeah, and he's one of the longest term int activists that I know personally. He's been in the business since the early 90s. It's Nikos.
Wow.
He's been early around 90s. For longer than most of us can imagine. And I know he rubs some people the wrong way, but he has Nikos.
Is he in the call right now?
You don't know Nikos? Or maybe you missed him. Like he was banned from Forefront because he said demonic and Satanist a lot about a certain group of people that circumcises children and.
Oh, well, he can talk. I mean, I have literally said, and I repeat that now on air, don't do business with filthy Jews.
That's another thing we can say. Don't do business with filthy people at large.
Exactly. There's no difference if I say Jews or Americans.
Yes.
Right? There's no chosen right. It's all fantasy, right?
Yes. I'll send you an invite to Nikos' Discord, Carter, if you haven't had the pleasure. He's a bit controversial, sure, but he's one of our best men. I will private message you an invite to his Discord.
Get him on, yeah.
Yes. Yes, he was also maybe not banned, but
would he just not
sent away from this server for a moment also. But a great guy.
Did we give him a couple chances and he just didn't clean up his behavior, or what was going on?
No,
I think it was a little bit excessive.
I'm not the only one who has a lot of imagination, and this guy, they're the same guy, right? And he posted all the pictures in our face.
Yes.
Sorry, man. Hey, I support your cause. You don't need to show these pictures to me. I understand what is happening. I don't need to see that. I don't need to be confronted with it. And you're actually pushing people away. I want to help you and be on your side, and you push people away. That's not
not logical, I would say.
Nico has a large temperament, like a, it's a cliche Greek guy.
I
kind of respect
large
that.
Temperaments. I don't like it.
This topic.
So, if I can say one thing quickly, Gaia, you wanted to bring your point forward.
Well, just talk about it shortly after the break, so it's perfect. And
okay.
Just a short point and short discussion mode. Yes, great point.
Yes,
thanks,
okay.
Yes. It is, I mean, we have these bumpers coming up. It is, we cannot do anything about it.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Those idiots don't even know where we live.
One day we will know what this thing is about.
Salas. Will Salas.
What's this?
He must come from time. You could say I'm gambling my inheritance. You must be young. When you've been 25 for 85 years like I have, and known only a random act of violence can take your life, you learn to appreciate what you have. Of course, some think what we have is unfair. The time difference between zones. I've heard that, but hasn't evolution always been unfair? Always been survival of the fittest? This is merely Darwinian capitalism. Natural selection. Absolutely. The strong survive.
You know from which movie this clip was?
It was from the movie with
feels Justin like
Yes, definitely.
Time out.
No. Whoa.
What's that? Is that me?
It's Garrus, I think. Garrus.
Yes.
Come out and come back in. Go out and come back in. No, it's In Time is the name. The thing is, the point we talked about in earlier chats is two things. Asocial credit scheming, and that means the so-called social credit in China, and the carbon credit. That's the same thing in the end. And what I see happening, and when you talk about China is implementing circumcision, is getting people lower a social score for being intact. How do you see that happening?
Wait, they do that? What the fuck?
No, I'm not. I'm just painting a future picture, drawing lines from the present.
A hypothetical. Okay, I was shocked.
It is not a completely wild speculation. It is based on current trends, right?
Yeah, like if China decides that being cut is the new way to go, then that's certainly going to be the way that they were going to go, and fucking hell, like, I hate how circumcision is spreading into cultures where it has no place, and it's actually taking roots. It's going to be so much harder to fight that.
Where does it come from in Henri Dunant's...
Come again, Gaia? You cut out.
Where is it coming from in Henri Dunant? Doesn't make sense, right?
Well, I saw that the study that Brian Morris did in Africa was founded by Bill Gates, Bono, and...
I mean, then we can already stop, right? We don't need to waste time on this, because what the fuck, I mean, this fuckface, I cannot remember his name, sorry, he's a fuckface, so.
Brian Fuckface.
Yeah, and Bill Gates and so, I mean, yeah, okay, enough, right? Okay, yeah, freaks hanging out together, they're completely irrelevant for the point, right, for the truth.
It would be interesting why they push circumcision. Like, why the fuck is Bono from U2 pushing
why,
that? Like,
why do you want to know this?
I don't know. I can't prevent it if I know the source.
Exactly.
I don't have the money. But
you don't have anything. What you can do is you can learn from it. You can learn from it. But that it would be the only reason to spend your time on what they are doing in fucking Africa. Because in the end, people are not caring about arguments, about facts, about figures. They care about memes and cheap candy and propaganda and commercials and so, right? That's how the world works.
Okay, that brings me back to a point I wanted to raise earlier when you said we need to use humor for interactivism, and we have a member, Culture Color, Daniel. He has compiled a meme database of, he has 2,651 individual memes.
The thing is, it's not the number in the end. It's the best ones you get out there on the right moment, and then you get the attention. Just like you guys do, protesting there outside of a baseball stadium. Great! Do that, right? You do it. So I'm not saying, I'm telling you what to do. You do it already, right? You're the bastards. You're the expert, too. Not me.
That's why I'm very glad to. I'm currently writing some code in Python to make that meme database easily usable for all the interactivists so that they can find the perfect reaction meme to some fucking color or some mother.
What's
or
the
whatever.
Meme database? Or
should I link it here?
Is that a web app that you've made? Or?
No, it's Cutter Cutter Daniel. He has made a Dropbox with two. I'm currently trying to make it into something
does
more
Dropbox
usable.
Dropbox have like an API or a SDK or something?
I already wrote a script in Python that parses through it, so we can use that as a basis, and I think I'm gonna have it in a workable shape in like 3 weeks. I don't have that much free time, but I'm gonna dedicate it to that. And
that's interesting. I'm interested in hearing more about that. Obviously, Dropbox isn't like a real database, but they have. But you're able to, you know, just easily grab that content.
Yeah.
Well, that is why we have Wikipedia. You know, I mean, you can link. The great functionality of a wiki and complete control over what is on.
Yeah, and have Vetten Forts that is another interactivist member of our Forefront community. I'm gonna use his media wiki to upload them to that.
There is a media wiki. Why didn't I know? No,
because we're still working on it. Like it's.
Okay. It's still in.
I only started working on it a few days ago.
For that, was that like custom coded, or is there a platform that I could just easily scaffold that media wiki with?
They have a Python front end that I can access. So once I finish my current project, just grabbing all those memes, I can upload them to Imgur, and then I can reference that on the media wiki that Britain Ford created. And my, Luke, I think, was the guy that approached me about making the whole thing searchable. Like, you can basically start entering keywords, and it's going to show you the memes just to use humor to confront people.
Gotcha. And yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, it's going to take me about, I would say, 1 month max, and we have something up and running where we can.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of technology is kind of smashed together, but I'm definitely interested in seeing how that turns out.
When that's finished, what I would suggest is do a meme contest that people can make me new. And then get new memes in.
You're making weird noises.
Jerry? I'll mute you.
Benoit?
Sorry, yeah, it's
yes, muted.
Make a contest with memes and get new memes on top of what you already have. Because it shows you have so much already, and people can look at what you have, but still
it's 2,651 memes already. What the fuck? I didn't know that much.
It inspires people to do more stuff even, right? That's how it works.
Yeah, I want them to go up to 10,000 in the next year.
Good.
But it's so cool that we already have almost 3,000. That's good. That's, I didn't expect so many Intactivist memes to exist.
But in the end, the message doesn't depend on the number of memes you have. The message depends on the buttons you push with people.
Yeah, and using them right, but because memes are powerful. They are a very small unit of information.
It can be.
Some are completely useless, but some are very powerful. Just
I think that you guys are on the right track, because in the end, just a quick
in my learning experience, even something that's powerful, if you share it in a busy chat, nobody looks at it. And you share it again, and then suddenly someone picks up on it or something. But
yeah,
so it's not the message or the meme itself, it's the moment, it's the environment, it's so many factors. And yeah, the better you become at recognizing the factors at play, the better you market your product. That's the thing. Right?
Well, I hate thinking of Intactivism as a product.
Yeah, but it's,
you have a point. Well,
I know what you mean. Of course, it sounds horrible. It's true, right? But it is, in the end, to break it down to the basic things, it's just what the strength of this Intactivism is. Break it down to the basic things, and every human being thinks, what the fuck are we talking about? Putting in people for no reason whatsoever?
Yes.
Indeed.
But that, I like the fact that it's a pretty vivid community.
I will get some Colombian people. I'll try to get some English speaking. Let's see if that works. But yeah, I'll do my best.
So just to understand this meme web app better, you know, users are going to be able to search for memes and then just pull relevant ones up and use them from there?
Yes. That's the goal. Like, Carter Carter Daniel, he currently has a Dropbox where it's basically, I'm going to draw the whole, he has folder names, he has duplicates. But my current script just pulls out all of that as tags.
Yeah, we're just going to, users just can select a tag when they upload or something. Or that
and I'm working on a Tesseract implementation where it's going to read.
Is that like finding the text?
The text,
in the image. Yeah, I've heard about that.
And that way, if it works at least for part of the memes, we can search by text and then. I'm not sure which would be the best first step, but I think like make a user base, like you have to register to rate the things, and then like I want anonymous users to have also some kind of say in it, but I don't want to open it up for our enemies, and I don't even know who our enemies are. I just think like at least when we get reactions. Sorry?
Before we get too caught up into something different, it is now almost 4:20 a.m. in Switzerland. We've been recording for a good 3 hours, so I don't think that it's that we really need to go that longer, because in the end, it's like you said, I hate to think of it as a product, but a product it is indeed, so. The fact is that after 3 hours, I think that no one is still listening or taking note of any point we are making.
So it's not a track of podcast.
So let's give it like 5-6 minutes until the next bumper. And,
okay.
You know?
Go on, please.
I just wanted to take a minute to thank you all.
You talk about
everyone that was there.
Okay. Garrus, are you still there?
Yes.
Garrus, are you asleep? Garrus. Oh, Elise.
He hates. I don't think he was he was responding to you, but you just couldn't hear him.
Oh shit! I muted him. Sorry.
Oh. Yeah.
Sorry. No, I muted you because of the sound you made. Sorry.
Okay. So I was coming through in the end. I wanted to thank everyone that take the time to be there, because it's a Friday night, and I know that for us young males, it's always fun to go out on Friday night and meet other people. So thank you, everyone. And it's always a pleasure to bring Intactivist forward on fakeologist.com, because there is always a good response. To be honest, you always come through and bring out new facts and always well-spoken people. And Yes, I really enjoy the fact that we have the chance to speak with Luc and Todd Criminal, that are two of the guys that are on the field doing the field work in some sort of way. So
and,
I really like that.
I may mix up names, but Carter, I heard very good things of him as well, right? Wasn't he? Thanks,
yes.
Guys. Really great.
Yes,
maybe we'll have to do this soon again.
Yes, yes, of course. There will be a follow-up. Antactivism and fakeology is something that is to be intertwined one way or another. It will be bring forward. And if one of you guys came across something of interest or whatever, you know all are members of this Discord server, so don't be shy with any info you think are interesting for us.
Yeah, and
just
also...
to mention... that there is a website, fakeologies.com, that you can also visit and register if you feel the want to do so.
Yeah, I guess a question that I have is what's the gist of fakeologists? I guess I never really looked into it. Why is there some connection with intactivism or
I just made the point before you joined, I think it was. But the thing is, we look at... there are two worlds. There's the physical world and there's the clown world. Of course, it's more complex than that, but in basic terms. What they want to do is destroy the physical world and overprint it with the clown world in a general sense. And intactivism is finding that because they're overprinting that you have to cut natural skin, right? And not only skin, also... nerves and everything with that, right? And the damage to the woman. That is the general theme, and however you approach that, from which angle, if you are interested, and that's the thing, if you're interested into space travel, or nukes, or historical narratives, or Tutankhamun, or whatever, we talk about these things, and we can share information, and if you want to listen to it, fine. If you don't, also fine, right?
Gotcha. Yes. All right. Makes sense.
Yes. Like I said to the creator of fakeologies.com himself, for me, intactivism, it's circumcision, male genital mutilation, it's like the original media fakery, the original sin of fakery, if you want.
Average. Yes, yes. Yeah.
So in that way, I think that the two are related, and I always like to... give you the platform and access to the audience, as small as it is, that we have here.
Great.
Thank you, guys.
So like I said, always a pleasure, and you are no member of this server, have access to everything. And
excellent. Yes. We're playing around with it.
Yeah, and what you can do, the thing is, what you put on YouTube, you can play with the bot, so you can make your own audio, if you like. You can come into the stream. Record your own audio, well prepared, preferably, and then you have your own material. You can edit it, you can download it, edit it, whatever you want to do with it.
Nice, you got a good system set up.
Yeah, and we have the bot. I mean,
I will also not forget to give you all access to the Craig bot to record everything you want to record on this server.
Craig bot's great.
Yes.
And the thing is, I mean, I have limited time in the near future, and I can make a nice Fakepedia page and help out with that. So if you send me material, like I said, I'm not Google, sorry, right? I'm good at what I do because I focus on what I do, what I'm good at. And I'm not going to play Google and, yeah, there are links online. Yeah, sorry, I don't care about that. You give me a nice, concise, one-page Word document, and you have a nice page. That's the thing. It's effective working together, right? Helping each other.
All right. Very nice. Well, are we wrapping things up?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
This has been the 22. Yes. It has been the FRAC 22, which Earth Activism has the main topic. Bye bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
If you. That's all, folks.